Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the inaugural edition of Drinks at the Turn with me, your host, Hoagie here, and my co-host, local radio legend, DC, Mr. Dave Curtis. Welcome, DC, and thanks for doing this.
Oh, you betcha, Hoagie. It's a great experience being on the radio.
Oh, hold it.
This is a podcast, right?
Yeah, but hey, this is new school radio. This being our pilot episode, I think we should pay homage to our boy, Captain Sully. It's been 15 years since he successfully landed on the Hudson River, having all 155 people on board survive. You the man, Captain Sully Sullenberger.
Hey, a show with the name Drinks at the Turn. We want you to know at home, whenever you hear this sound, it's going to be a good time. On the show, we'll talk all things life. Hoagie, how's life?
Good, you?
Oh, the best. The best.
Hey, and you know what? I'm going to tell you later how I went from an average Joe to a delicacy to now soon to be dad. But that's enough about me. DC, how are you enjoying retired life?
It's something, man. I mean, there is one thing that I would say about it. You got to be prepared every day. You got to have a plan. So I go to bed at night and I got in my head one thing that I'm going to do the next day. And whether or not I do it, that's a different story, but I got a plan. But hey, it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it.
That's awesome. You deserve it. Hard worked. And you know what? If you don't get it to it that day, there's always tomorrow.
Mañana, man.
Oh, yeah. And then as for the podcast, this is my podcast, Virginia. I know you've been on the radio, so me being on the air, you know, take it easy on me. Maybe we should come up with a safe word. What do you think? Perhaps cheers?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
That's our safe word.
All right.
But hey, that's good. So yeah, for you at home, we're just going to talk all things life. We're just a couple of guys who aren't afraid to talk about whatever. Who cares? I don't care if you know who I am or I know who you are. Tune in. It's going to be great. And but yeah, DC, tell us, the local radio legend from back in the 80s to the 90s, early 2000s to now, where hundreds, thousands, millions even can stream worldwide. How do you feel?
Well, we hoped for five back in the day, but it is kind of weird because in those days you had to turn a knob or, you know, press the seek button to find a frequency. Now, I mean, on your computer, on your phone, you're right. You're worldwide.
How was life back in the 80s?
It was a different time, but, you know, what plays in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hey, that's right. It's your secret safe with me.
Great music, though. The 80s was one of my favorite bands came out of late 70s, early 80s, and broke up, I believe, 12 years ago, or retired. A band called REM, just love them, and they were in the 80s, and lots of good music back then.
Losing My Religion.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite go-to?
Song called Harbor Coat on their Reckoning album.
Hey, if they're retired and you're retired, why not get them on the pod? Hey, we'll have our people call your people.
I know Mike Mills is all over Instagram. Maybe we get a hold of him.
Oh, yeah. We got here in Sarnia, right? We got lots of shows coming this summer. We'll get to that a little later. So maybe we can work our magic, and while they're down here, we'll get them on the pod. But you recently went down to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, just got back on Sunday.
How was it?
It was beautiful. Weather was just perfect. On the beach, by the pool, great time. Always a great time in Myrtle. Been going down there for 27 years.
No complaints.
And I don't golf.
Hey, you don't need to. Sunshine and beer.
Yeah, sun, surf, and sand, man.
That's right. Hey, what's your favorite thing to do down there?
Well, besides going to the beach and the pool, there's some really, really good restaurants, and they serve up the authentic southern food and seafood. Lots of great fish and shrimp like crazy, and I love shrimp. So checking out restaurants, things like that. Good nightlife, too. A lot of fun.
Awesome. It's always awesome down there.
Yep.
And a tradition like no other. Tell the people at home, what's a must-get down there?
What's a who-what?
What's a must-have, a must-get while you're down there?
I'd have to say she crab soup.
She crab soup?
Yep. It's you tell people, you know, well, what the heck is she crab soup? It's crab soup. And the claim is that it is only female crabs used, but I don't know how they do that. But it's outstanding. And I've tried it at different restaurants, and it, variations on a theme. Each restaurant might do it just a little bit differently, but I don't think I've ever had a bad one.
Hey, no complaints, right?
No complaints.
But you're leaving out one key point. Come on, tell the people about the Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kreme donuts, just down the street from where we stay. And I made it down there two mornings to bring back a dozen warm ones, and they were gone in no time.
No time.
Yep.
So you being down on the beach enjoying that hot, sunny weather, how were the babes?
It's quite spectacular, if I may say so. It's quite a sight. Keeps the old heart thumping.
That's right. And you keep those shades on.
You bet.
So you said you don't golf, but you got to tell me, how's the mini putt game?
Well, straight and true. They've got some of the coolest courses down there. They've got the new Tiger Woods course. They do have, what's the driving range thing? Topgolf.
They've got that.
And that's right near the baseball diamond where the Myrtle Beach Pelicans play.
Oh, wow. It's growing fast.
Single A team. Great ball.
That's another must thing to do down
there. Yeah,
Myrtle.
Actually, it is. If you're down there and the Pelicans are in town, it's a great night out. $2 tall boys the night we were there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get them into ya.
We Ubered.
But for the Tiger Woods golf, for those who don't know, it's Pop Stroke. The new mini golf. We went down in Orlando to one, and it's a cool setup.
And it's got a bar and a restaurant and the whole thing. It's a whole experience.
Oh, yeah. Anything you could ask for, and they're serving you right on the course.
Yeah.
No complaints.
And another thing about the mini golf down there, a lot of people don't realize this. It is a big deal down there. There's literally every corner in Myrtle Beach has a big mini golf course. But there is a course up in North Myrtle Beach called Hawaiian Rumble. And it is the course where the Masters of mini golf is played.
Unbelievable.
And it is televised. And while you're playing, they've got camera towers and they've got bleachers. And they're not people not sitting in them all the time. But when they have this tournament, the place is jammed. And it's just on the strip at North Myrtle Beach. It's the wildest thing. Masters of mini golf. And it's televised, and I don't know. It's probably on the Ocho or something like that. But
hey,
it's pretty cool.
You know what? I'm thinking if this show grows, we got to get down there.
we'll do the show live.
Yeah. Drinks at the Turn, live from the Masters of mini golf. I like it. So, you know, you got lots of spare time being retired and all. You on Tinder?
No, I am not.
Oh, DC, we got to get you on Tinder. It's like online shopping for babes. Always down to fuck. DTF. Sorry. We'll edit that one out, but not this episode because we're going raw. We're just throwing it right on air. First one's going on air. But if you find any spare time, get yourself on Tinder. Swipe right, swipe left. You're in the driver's seat. You decide.
I got an age limit on that thing. I might have exceeded it.
Hey. Sky's the limit, buddy. Sky's the limit. You could set your radius to wherever. The technology, I'm telling you. Night and day.
Worldwide.
Night and day. So you retired. We talked about that. From not only the radio, but you also worked selling cars.
So that's right.
Do you think you still got it? Do you think you could sell us a car? Sell the fans at home a car.
Well, they got all these new electric cars now, and that's pretty wild stuff. They didn't have too much of it when I retired a couple of years ago, and there wasn't so many electric cars then, and now it's really starting to grow. So it's a whole new technology, and it's a whole new way to sell things. But the one thing that, talking about cars and a car goes by,
ripping by.
There's still range anxiety. People just can't get around the fact that you can't drive maybe more than 4 hours before you got to pull over and plug it in. Now, I went to Kitchener today, and I pulled off at the en route on the 401, and they had just installed, I believe, half a dozen more electric chargers in there.
Is it the superchargers?
I don't have an electric car, so I just drove by and noticed they were new because they weren't there the last time I went to Kitchener.
They're coming.
Yeah.
So new world.
It is. It certainly is. But wow. You know what, Hoagie? Enough about me. What about the Hoagie story? Let the fans know where you got your name.
I can do that. But I think for a segment like this, we should start calling it Lunch Hour because, buddy, I've got stories to tell. Lunch Hour with Hoagie. So, ironically enough, the story of Hoagie came about trip down to Myrtle Beach, and it was actually with you fellas down, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
No, it was probably 5, but it feels like 6. I'm getting old fast. Time's just whizzing by, but it was a good time. So the way the trip started, right, we got in, weather wasn't on our side, we had lots of rain, the whole weekend was a wash. Monday, the sun was a shining. We were out at the pool and the beach, and if you don't know me, I don't wear sunscreen. Maybe, that's a lie, maybe I'll put, you know, a dab of SPF 2 or something like that. I'll put a little bit on, lather it on just to say, okay, I'm in, but that's enough for me. Me and the sun, we're buddies, but I got roasted that day, and I mean roasted. Talk about Red Lobster. So the next day, Tuesday, here I am, fried. I think I got heat stroke too. I was up all night puking bile and all that, just not good. So we're out golfing. We get the first tee time at like 7:02 or something. We're off. First group out. Well, let me tell you, the front nine, I do not have it. Like, I am hacking it all over. I'm doing a bit of landscaping for the course, going here, going there, donate a couple eggs to the pond. Oh, it was not good. Then we get to the turn. Drinks at the turn. We go in for lunch, and the special is a hoagie, and I got to get it. I get a hoagie, so I get it into me. I think I chugged an orange juice, and then I grabbed a beer, and away we went on the back nine, and it was night and day. I was a new man, new person, lit it up on the back. Like, I was rock solid, like, top to bottom. I think I birdied, like, the second or third hole in. Buddy, he's over there. He goes, I drained the birdie putt. He goes, hoagie here. So, and then it stuck, and that's what's in a name, hoagie. That's what can I say? And so, going from hoagie, now, like I said, delicacy, to now soon to be dad, my wife Britt and I were expecting our first child in August, so I'm ready to, I think, hang up the lettuce and put on my dad boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
It'll be there.
You got any advice for a soon to be dad?
Tons, but you don't want to hear it. I raised 3 kids, and they all turned out pretty good. I don't think any of them did time. But
that you know of.
The only advice that I could give is just keep it real.
That's all you can do. And I think me and you, we go together like peanut butter and pickles. So I think I got nothing to worry about. I think we'll be okay. Easy going, right? You just got to let it be.
Right on.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
You know what? Because we were away down in Myrtle Beach and just past the Victoria Day weekend, May 24th, really didn't get a chance to do much in the garden. So I think I'm going to hit the garden and get things started. Sure. And, probably have a cooler alongside because I hear it's going to be good weather. So,
it should be a good weekend. Finally, we get some nice, we're out in the backyard here. It's a little cooler. It's a Canadian summer night there a little bit.
Yeah.
Really cooled on us. But hey, that's not stopping us.
Nope.
A couple of extra, keeps the beers a little colder.
That's right. Colder longer.
Yeah. So me, I'm heading down to the Canadian Open this weekend.
All right.
I'll be going down there with my father-in-law tomorrow, Dougie Fresh, who just turned 77. Shout out to Dougie. Dougie's one of those solid golfers. Oh, I think we just got a beer crack.
Whoa.
You know what to do, fans. There's a sip. No, but Dougie, he's one of those solid golfers who just keeps it straight up the middle and in play. A little layup, chip and a putt, ho-hum par, easy game. Every time he kicks my ass. He's a well-structured player, and he just knows how to do it. So I'm looking forward to walking alongside my boy Dougie Fresh. You think we should ever bring him on the pod?
Oh, yeah.
I hope
so. For sure.
Oh, yeah. He'd be down. But, yeah, heading down to the Canadian Open, which I think is a perfect segue leading into our next segment where we'll leave it, where you could take it or leave it, and we'll be giving you, the fans, our latest advice on sports betting for the weekend.
Oh, boy.
So, DC, I know you know a little bit, not too much about golf. Who are you taking this weekend at the Open? Being it in Canada, I think it's a must. We must talk about it.
Well, I've always liked Freddie Couples. Is he playing?
Let me check. No, I don't think he is.
You know what? I like that Corey Connors.
Hey, that's a good pick. That's a solid pick. He's playing some solid golf, so I think he'll be good.
And I did have a chance to peek at it a little bit this afternoon. The course looks in great shape. The weather was super clear blue sky.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
And it must have been a little warmer there than at home here because I didn't. There was not a jacket in sight. Short sleeves and shorts, and I think it was a beautiful day. So hopefully that carries on throughout the weekend and they get the whole thing in.
I think so, yeah. It should be sunny skies, but I checked the weather for the weekend too, and I plan on going there in shorts and a t-shirt, so I'll be ready to go. So you got Corey Connors. I think I'm going to go. I got a couple picks for the fans at home. I'll take a favorite. So my favorite here, you could take it or leave it. I'm going Cameron Young as a favorite. My Canadian, I'm going big here. I'm going with our boy, our hometown boy, Weirzy, Mike Weir.
He was doing all right today.
He was doing all right. He got off to a hot start. And my long shot, if you want to take a long shot bet, he got himself into contention too, but I'm taking Nikolai Højgaard. That's who I got. So that's who we got on the golf. DC, you watch the Jays. I know you watch the Jays.
Yep.
They're not. What's your take on them so far?
Well, as the eternal optimist that I am, they appear to be turning a bit of a corner now. I know they played some teams that are not doing well themselves. The Chicago series was just finished, and they went through Detroit, Chicago now, and they're going to take on Pittsburgh next. But the bats seem to have woken up, and I really enjoy seeing that young Davis Schneider in the leadoff spot. He's earned it. He really has. And nothing at all against George Springer. I love the guy to death. And moving him down to 7 and last night 6, I think he woke up, and I think it helped him. I really, really do.
Shook up the lineup a bit.
It shook up the lineup, and they started. They last couple of games, they did something that they have not been able to do, and that's advance runners and score runs when they've got men on base. And I'm hoping that this translates into a decent season. We're a third of the way through now, and I hope it's. I'm optimistic that it'll be a positive season for them.
Baseball, 30% successful.
Oh yeah.
So just not in your record.
Yeah.
Maybe on the field and the batting.
Oh yeah. But they've got some great core guys. I'm not down on the coach, although when things are rough, it always seems that the coaches are the guys that get the axe first.
The scapegoat.
Yep. But he lives to fight another day. So.
Hey, and if he goes down, I know you're ready to take the call. you're waiting there ready.
Yeah, I've got a hat.
And Davis Schneider there. Hopefully he's moved up, earning his stripes. Hopefully not the pinstripes, so keep him in a Blue Jays uniform and not in a Yankees uniform.
You know, he's only played 82 games, so he's played roughly half of a full season.
Yeah.
And he is like number two on the Jays in so many categories, and he hasn't even played an entire season with the team yet. The guy's fun to watch. And he deserves that move up to the leadoff spot. Hit two doubles the other night. Like the guy's all right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So good defense too.
Do you think they can take this series? Keep the good things rolling.
I'm hopeful.
Hey, they're back home, so let's get things going.
And they're home for Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Baltimore will give them a rough time. Pittsburgh's record is almost identical to the Blue Jays. So. That should be a good series. As I understand it, the Jays will not see two of the best pitchers that Pittsburgh has. So that may be helpful. So
keep it rolling. Get it going.
You got it.
Let's go. Hey, I just was spinning in my head because if you know me, my mind's going a million miles a minute and I'm here, I'm there. I just got thinking, what if our show got picked up one time and we started going live broadcast? In a TV studio audience, here's what I'm thinking. You and me, Warner Brothers studio. You know, you remember Johnny Carson, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So we got Hoagie. Here's Hoagie. And then I'll be like, with my guy DC.
And you got your golf stroke, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll bring on all the up-and-comer golfer. Tiger Woods, he was on the show. But
that kind of turns it into radio with pictures, though, doesn't it? If it's going to be televised.
well, if we want to keep up with the influencers, I think we got to go Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, X Live, whatever it's called, YouTube Live.
It also
we're live and fine.
It also involves having to maybe do some research.
Yeah, maybe a haircut and like, a shower. We got to freshen up here. No, it's all good. Hey, but no, drinks at the turn. So if we want you to know, drinks at the turn, we are going to have a feature drink on each show. So this week's feature drink, we've got a Koepka Turbo, which we've had many of on the course. You want to know what's in a Koepka Turbo?
Lay it on me. That sounds good.
All right. Let me go grab the ingredients, and we're gonna mix that up a little bit. So we're going to start with a little bit of ice. Palm Breezy, Grapefruit Palm Bay. Oh, there's that sound again.
We're having fun.
Just a splash of that in there. And then we got to crack ourselves a fresh Michelob. Oh, DC, are you ready for this?
Oh, man.
This will get you fueled up. You're going to be up all night.
Or be ready for a nap.
No, buddy. You mix that up and give me a sip and tell me how that is.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's refreshing.
That's got a taste.
That's really something.
If beers can't get better. Hey, beauty. That's all yours. So you, the fans, Koepka Turbo, drinks at the turns, feature Ooh. Drink. You need a handful of ice, a splash of Palm Breezy, the grapefruit, and some Michelob Ultra. Get yourself a Koepka Turbo at the turn. Well, what do you think, DC?
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah. No pun intended to the Hoagmeister, eh? That's it for our first episode. So what do you think? Maybe a couple weeks we give this, we let this air out and let the people come to us and we give them something more in a couple weeks.
You bet. Sounds good.
Hey, you take care.
You too, man.
Cheers.